This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good afternoon, Melbourne, and this is The Escape Hour, your food and travel show. My name's Russ Masterton. Today we're talking about Eurovision, as you may have guessed with our Waterloo intro today, and we're also talking about craft beer. Very exciting times in the next hour, so please stay tuned into The Escape Hour for Eurovision and craft beer. As I said, my name's Russ Masterton. Here today with us we have the lovely, the gorgeous, the absolutely fabulous Mark Adams. Sorry, Fee, Mark's first.
I always think you're about to introduce
now, that's
Fiona.
Not fair. That's because Mark's sitting where I usually sit.
That's right. We've done a great big swap in the studio today, haven't we? Yes. Mark Adams, how are you
It's
today?
Kind of like being in the casino. All compliments go to the house. I'm very well, thank you. I'm recoiling in horror at the idea of Eurovision again. I think I'm the only person, the po-faced person in town who doesn't get into it, but I do love watching people watching Eurovision. That's my secret.
Isn't it fantastic, though? There are so many parties going on in Melbourne this weekend for Eurovision. I'm going to one tomorrow night.
Host Joe was one of the biggest.
She was a Eurovision fan.
And she had a wardrobe.
Oh, my God, that wardrobe of Joe's.
Well, Joe, many people who used to listen to Escape Pod, Joe, our co-host, who passed away 18 months ago,
yes,
nearly 2 years ago, had an incredible style, and she had an incredible wardrobe which took up a whole room of a house, and then a shoe room which was another room of a house. She was a collector of vintage. She had Dior silk. But for Eurovision, she had her own Eurovision wardrobe, which went from the 60s up until babushka kind of outfits that she could theme herself by country.
I wish I could see that.
Joe is a talented dresser.
She was glamorous. That's the only way you can describe young Joe. She was gorgeous. Now, panelling today, we have two fabulous people. We have the gorgeous, the handsome, the ever-essent Stefan.
Hello,
Stefan. How are you? And Fiona Brooke, you are, as always, the star of our show. You look gorgeous in print. Pretty in print, Fiona
thanks,
Brooke.
Thanks.
And you're going to be panelling today, so
yes,
good luck with that.
I'm panelling, so anyone who notices anything go awry, just be kind. But it won't go wrong, because Stefan's here to guide me, and then I have you.
Good work.
So if anything goes wrong, Queer Kingdom, just start shrieking out, Miss Vanjie. You all know what that
means.
We can paper over a lot of cracks just with that alone.
Now, I had a travel moment this week.
Did you, Russ?
I had a ghastly travel moment
this week. Are we talking about the one that I think we're talking about?
Yes,
Please go ahead, doll. Typing is a learned skill, and it is also prone to error. Similar to when I accidentally set up my auto-signature, instead of writing kind regards, I'd had a T in the word in an unfortunate place, which I quickly had to amend because it spelled a different word. I think you had an experience today, so let your fingers do the walking, Russ. Look, go through it like the Yellow Pages and take us through this journal of a story today.
Well, I had a customer, Mark, who was not happy, Jan, when she received my little confirmation in writing this week. And we do that
what
in travel.
What kind of tour? Was she paying you to organise?
She's off to San Francisco, and we were busy putting to... Oh, it's a gorgeous town. Yeah. I left my heart in San Francisco. And it was a busy little town, and we were in there typing away, and we were getting this glamorous walking tour already for her.
So it's a walking tour.
A walking tour. She was going to go to the Castro. She was going to go to Haight-Ashbury.
Everywhere.
She was going to walk everywhere.
One foot in front of the other. Follow your nose.
It was too much for her. Anyway, I don't know what my keyboard, I use it so much, I've got long fingernails, all of the letters have come off the keyboard, and for some weird reason, I replaced the L with an N.
Now, for
those of you that are thinking about it, she actually ended up going on a wanking tour.
Of San Francisco?
Of San Francisco. Now,
that would have been a first.
It would have been a first. I want to go on that tour. Is there anyone in this room that wants to go on a wanking tour of San Francisco?
I hear it's very hands-on.
It was very... Boom, boom. All right. That was my experience. That was my travel faux pas this week.
Is she still a customer or a client of the office?
She phoned through and she said, look, I'm going to forward this on to the other people in the group. Would you mind just changing the N back to an L and we'll move forward? Thank you very much. All good. Now, we better talk about Eurovision before we introduced our craft brewery guest. So, Jessica's in. Oh, isn't she a gorgeous?
I hear that the main favourites are Cyprus and Australia.
This is good. This is good.
This is good. I mean, you know, no one's going to stop until actually Australia is... We have it here.
Oh, is that going to have to move the continent a bit closer to Europe?
No, no,
possibly
I really
get into the Northern Hemisphere at least.
I reckon they're going to go for it.
I think Jessica will win if she gets a moustache.
Oh, like Conchita Wurst.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, that's been done. You just
waited at least 10 years before
you could do that again.
Right, right. Well, you know, there was 43 countries in the Eurovision this year. The finals tomorrow night.
The number phenomenally exceeds the European Union.
Over the years, we've seen many, many GLBTI contestants go in. And some
honey,
of songs
this is as gay
fabulous.
As Christmas.
Well, it's
just Eurovision, it is seriously the queerest sound on the waves.
I know. There's been ABBA. There's been Conchita Wurst. There's been... Look, one of my favourite GBLTI acts was the Bears from Switzerland, I think they were.
Yeah.
They got in there and they did a bear song. I mean, how fabulous was that?
And the Chinese broadcaster that had the licence to rebroadcast edited out the Irish, because the Irish contribution this year is the first to be all about a same-sex couple. And the Chinese media blurted out and edited it, and they've lost their rebroadcasting license because of it, because they were censoring LGBTI content.
Oh,
and I was thinking they had hours of fuzzy vision and editing to do. If they wanted to get the queer out of Eurovision, come on.
Well, not possible.
Ireland has won. Ireland has won Eurovision the most over the years, good old Ireland.
Oh, they do know.
And Eurovision was the first place that the Riverdance was ever seen on live TV.
Was it?
It was. I'm telling you.
Michael Flatley has a lot to be answerable for.
Yeah.
Stéphane, as the Frenchman in the room,
yes.
How often has France taken victoire at Eurovision?
I don't know that they have for a long time. I think
so they do it no more 0 points?
Well, yes, mostly. But they've got guaranteed entry because they pay for it.
I'm telling you, listeners, that is a sexy accent.
So they don't have to compete very hard because they are in it every year. Because
but how often do they get 12 points? Come on, who gives them 12 points? It can't be the Swiss.
The British don't really like you. I'm not sure, to be honest, because it's not...
The Belgians
not to be excited that much about.
All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We've got a mixture of cultures here today, right? We're going to vote for Jessica now. Okay, so
here we are.
Stéphane, what do you think? Do you think Jessica? What are you going to vote in French, please?
I would think she'd have to get 12 points.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And in German, please, Mark?
12 Punkten for each. Yeah, I'm absolutely in love with Ms. Malboy. I've met her, and she makes me absolutely proud to be a son of this land.
Fiona, would you care to give us the thing in Italian, please?
Well, I could, but I might just turn the microphone off while I do that because I wouldn't be able to get it right, would I?
Ciao, bellissimo.
I think that Jessica Malboy is Bella, and I hope she wins.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.